We come to the end of the Lord's Prayer, but I wanted to take one final Sunday in the Lord's Prayer to talk about this little word that we use a lot, Amen. First of all, a note about the sermon title. It began earlier in the week as So Be It. By yesterday, after the bulletin's been printed, it had changed to Oh Yes, for whatever that's worth. Also, let's get out of the way the idea of pronunciation. You say potato, I say potato. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say amen, I say amen. Let's call the whole thing off. Either one is correct. Amen or amen. I tend to say amen. But, you know, if you really want to emphasize it and draw it out, nothing works better than amen. So, it's up to you as the Spirit moves you. This little word, amen, we say it at the end of most of our prayers, perhaps without even thinking about it. It is a word that the English derives from the Latin, which comes from the Greek, which comes from the Aramaic, which comes from the Hebrew. Amen. And this Hebrew word really denotes certainty, truthfulness, faithfulness. There's a related verb in Hebrew, aman, which means to be confirmed or to be upheld. It's a word of affirmation and certainty. Amen. That's why we say it at the end of prayers. But it's interesting, I think, to note as well, Jesus often said it at the beginning of things he was saying. He would say, amen, amen, I tell you, dot, dot, dot. And the English translations, the older ones, tend to translate that amen as verily. Verily, verily, I tell you. More recent translations use something like truly, 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 I tell you. That's amen. It is a word that means so be it. I think of what Mary says to the angel Gabriel when he comes and tells her she's going to have this baby. Remember what Mary says? Let it be with me according to your word. That could be a good explanation of amen. Let it be with me. Let it be with us according to your word. So be it. And I particularly also love the way Eugene Peterson, in his translation, The Message, translates it. Peterson's translation of these two verses from Revelation translates amen, the first one as yes, and the second one as oh yes. It's affirmation. It's certainty. We are saying we have prayed all of this, God, and now we give it to you certain that you will do this. Maybe not exactly the way we envision you will do all this, but you will take care of it. So be it. Let it be. Oh, yes. Give us and everyone this day, all that we need. Oh, yes. Let us stay out of times of testing and be delivered from evil in all of its forms. Oh, yes. And so we end this prayer, all that we say in the Lord's Prayer and all of our prayers, by saying, Amen. So be it. Oh, yes. And this little word reminds us, and again, this is why Peterson's translation kept stirring around with me. And it ties in so beautifully with the passage that Vicki read for us from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where he says, he's talking about their message, he and Silas and Timothy initially. He says, our message to you was not yes and no, it was yes, because that's God's message. That's the message of Christ. It's not yes and no, it's yes. God is a God of yes. The message of Christ is yes. Amen. Yes. One of the real problems with the church since day one has been turning a God of yes into a God of no. How many of you either were brought up with or still think of God as a God of no? Don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't think about doing that. No, no, no. But God is a God of yes. Now, within reason, God doesn't want us to be stupid, but God is a God of yes. Live, enjoy, relish, savor, try. Yes. Step outside your comfort zone. Yes. I know you've never done it that way before, but yes. Not only have we too often turned God into a God of no, many of us as people are no. No. Hey, I have a great idea. No. Won't work, and here's why. We've never done it that way. But amen reminds us of yes. That God is a God of yes. Of the attempt. Of change. Of faith and excitement and inspiration. Yes. And when you're wrestling with some of those deep existential questions, I think it's helpful to remember God's yes. Is there a God? Yes. Is there salvation? Yes. Is there really hope? Yes. Am I going to get through this? Yes. Will it all be okay? Yes. Will there ever really be peace? Yes. Am I a good person? Yes. This week I invite you to live with this little word, amen. God's yes. And to not just live with it, find some times to use it. You know, there are even churches where people not just use it, but use it with enthusiasm. Amen! You know, it's good for us Presbyterians to do that once in a while. It gets air into our lungs, you know? Oh, yes! Amen! You know, surprise someone this week. If they say something you really agree with, instead of just saying, oh yeah, that sounds nice, say amen!
Amen.
And notice the reaction you'll get. It'll probably be fun to try it. But also live with the yes this week. I was thinking about this, and I hate to admit it, but I hate to admit what a person of no I tend to be. This week, carry amen with you in your prayers. I mean, I've noticed sometimes when people pray, the session or someone, will you say the prayer? And, you know, and people, it's sort of like sometimes the kids up front, you know, they're all full of energy and excitement, and you get them up front and they're like, okay. I mean, not our kids, but some kids. But, you know, some people pray that way. They're, oh, this is great. And then will you pray? Please, Father, do this and amen. You know, and that's okay. But this week when you're praying, you know, maybe you want to wait till everyone's left the house or something, but pray and then end it with, amen! Oh, yes! I know you're with me, God. I know you're going to do it. And let me do my part. Oh, yes! Amen. It's a word that's easy to carry around, so short. Easy to remember. Carry it with you this week. Let's work on being people of God's amen. Let's be yes people. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen.